Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for this morning has been read. That's linked to the hymn we just sang, Take My Life, Lord. And I don't know about you folks, but that's a hymn that has lived in my heart ever since childhood. Different melody, but same lovely message that Lord will accept any part of our life and use it for his kingdom. It means a lot to a young guy who doesn't really have all that much. Certainly not a lot of silver and gold. Not even beautiful feet. But the Lord invites him anyhow. A few years ago, however, that title kind of took me back, caused a little bit of a double take, talking about taking someone's life. We read Jeremiah's call and have the sense that while Jeremiah may never have sung this hymn, he probably understood pretty clearly that the Lord was looking for his life and not for the easy road. Word of the Lord came to me, saying, before you ever saw the light of day, Jeremiah, I have already appointed you prophet to the nations. Not the kind of certification interview that most of us are looking for. People don't often say, well, thanks, but no thanks, either to the certification director or to God. Jeremiah gave it a shot. Lord, I don't know how. I don't know how to speak, or really it's the same word. I don't know how to word, to which God answers, well, good. In fact, it's good you know that you don't know how to word, because the word you're going to word is not your word in the first place. It's my word, and what you word will be what I command, every word of it. And you will go everywhere I send you to speak that word and to live that word. Wow. Certification interviews weren't what they are today. Thing is, God did a job on Jeremiah. If you read his letter with any sense of empathy, Jeremiah's eyes, he said, were co-opted. They were taken over by God. They were tuned to see not so much what other people see out there, but to see what God himself saw, namely through to the filth and corruption behind the spiritual veneer of Judah. And Jeremiah's ears could already hear the sound of armies sent by God in his judgment, armies on the way, trumpets blaring and horses galloping. And he could hear, way ahead of time, the death cries of his own people. Jeremiah, not allowed by God to marry, because God was starting the coming exile with him. And the upshot of Jeremiah sharing these special glimpses and tastes of this word, he got thrown into a lousy cistern and left there to live with whatever else lives down in a cistern. 40 plus years. And it wore him down. And he shed tears. He railed against God. Take my life! God, you take my life! What else is there? Where do I end up? You folks who are preparing for the Lord's ministry, do you have any idea what you've signed up for? Now, you realize, of course,
that it's not really you who have signed up at all. It is the Lord who has called you, put his claim on you. Long line of people whom the Lord has called and claimed. Abram, and the Lord took his name away, right? Gave him a name his mommy and daddy didn't give him. And Moses, Egypt, Pharaoh on the run. Jeremiah, rest of the prophets. Mary. Paul. The disciples. Paul. Augustine, Luther, it's a pretty impressive train of servants whose lives God took away because what they began as was nowhere near enough for his vision and for his ministry and what he was about. Yeah, there was Jeremiah, bruised, querulous, kicking, screaming. But God made him not just a prophet, but prophet to the nations. And that suffering servant in Isaiah 49, also burned out and bone tired, God just simply ups the ante. And says, this is a literal translation from the Hebrew here, it is too Mickey Mouse a thing to send you only to Israel. I will make you light to the nations so that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Prophet to the nations. Light to the nations. Think of it this way, folks. Your life, like theirs, is not fulfilled until you touch the nations. Whether it takes an airplane ticket to do that, or whether God brings the nations to you, go wherever I send you. All nations. Prophet to the nations, light to the nations, make disciples of all nations. Whatever the Lord is Lord of, Haiti, Iran, North Korea, Sudan, and the cracks and blemishes of life here in the United States, whatever the Lord is Lord of, he wants back home. Mission in God's terms, mission by God's dimensions. You figure you're ready for that? Unfair question. Because Lord knows, I had no clue when I left this place. And I'm not sure how much of a clue I have to this day. Lord has brought into my life more about faces and sharp turns and scars and tears than I was ever aware I had bought into. Lord does that. Take my life. That's real. He takes our broken and fumbling lives. And you know what he does? He says to us, you take my life. You take my life and live. Crucified, risen, live. Take my life and run with it to the nations. And his promise to Jeremiah, to the disciples, to us, I will be with you to the end of it all. And until we get to the end, in the meantime, we rejoice with Paul that having been crucified with Christ, It's no longer I who live anyhow, but Christ who lives in me. Take my life. Please, Lord, take it. Thank you.